A. Ex voto art in Mexico. Ex voto is a style of devotional Catholic art that began in 15th century Italy. Wealthy patrons who had survived a near-death event would commission professionally trained artists to paint a scene that portrayed a divine presence intervening to save them. Ex voto spread throughout Europe, and Spanish colonizers brought it to Mexico in the 1500s. There, it initially took hold among the upper classes, but in the late 1700s gained popularity among the common people, who often painted the pieces themselves. With this shift, ex votos began to be painted primarily on small tin sheets rather than canvas, as Spanish mining operations in the country had made tin widely and cheaply available. Although Mexican ex votos vary in painting style, they generally contain the same three elements: an image depicting the sufferer's misfortune, an image of the intervening deity or saint, and a short written narrative explaining what happened. Because so many ex votos were created in the wake of disease or injury, they constitute a remarkable record of medical conditions and procedures used to treat patients over the past few centuries. In fact, one ex voto from the 1770s is likely the first depiction in Western art of an operation to treat breast cancer.
Questions. Number 11. What is one way that Mexican ex votos changed in the late 1700s? Number 12. Why does the speaker mention the ex voto from the 1770s? B. Moving up in the world. Researchers in London have gained insights into the impulses that guide animals' behavior even before they have had any visual experiences. In a new study, researchers took chicks that had just hatched in total darkness and put them into a box, where each chick was shown two videos simultaneously, with one screen at each end of the box. One video showed a circle moving upward, and the other a circle moving downward. The chicks consistently tended to walk toward the upward-moving circle. According to the researchers, since only living things regularly move against gravity, the chicks' preference suggests they have a built-in attraction toward other animals. While the chicks could be seeking their mothers, the researchers say gravitating toward other animals in general is a beneficial trait, as it would increase opportunities to build social connections. Previous research had shown chicks are drawn toward moving organisms, but it was thought that the complexity of the organism's motion was responsible for the attraction. The new study, however, suggests a simpler cue, movement against gravity, is sufficient to grab chicks' attention. Scientists hope future studies can focus on animals' brain activity so that more can be learned about how these built-in preferences develop.
Questions. Number 13. According to the researchers, what do the results of the study suggest about newly hatched chicks? Number 14. What is one thing the researchers suggest about chicks?